Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's the weekend. Wizard.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Afternoon, it's Friday. Have I ever told you I went for a Chinese once with him? Bloke off Wizard.
Have you? What,
have
the
I
main...
told you that?
No, I don't think you have.
In Manchester.
Was that when you found yourself spinning around on a Lazy Linda or whatever they're called? What
Lazy
they called?
Susan, no, that's a different time. No, it was me, him and Noddy Holder off of Slade.
Oh, I thought I knew you'd been out with Noddy Holder.
Yeah, he was there as well.
Right.
Oh, they hang out together all the time.
Oh,
like
do they?
Christmas twins.
Why were you there? Because you haven't contributed a great deal to Christmas music.
All I remember is he kept getting sweet and sour sauce and his big pointy 70s beard.
Was it just the two of them? No Shaking Stevens?
No, just...
Wham?
No.
Mariah Carey?
No, none of them.
Shane
just,
Ward?
No, he wasn't there either. Right, Plan B coming up, and Shakira, and Arctic Monkeys. Welcome back.
Thanks very much.
How did Pants Off Dance Off go?
I wasn't doing Pants Off Dance Off, as you well know. But I can't say what I was doing. So.
You can't say what you were doing?
No, I'm not. I can't, no.
We can get out of here.
Whatever
you.
It was over very quickly.
It was over, yeah. Story of my life.
Did it not go well, whatever it was?
It didn't go as well as it could have gone, but it was very.
Sounds like something
it
that
was
you
very,
made...
But it was very enjoyable. That was what I was going to say.
Excellent. Okay. Well, welcome back.
Thanks very much.
Becky said yesterday, if she was you, she would have taken today off as well because it's Friday.
But... Yeah, but some of us are dedicated and grafters.
That's right. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I built a bear last night. Have you done that before?
No, I've never built a bear before.
I've built quite a few and they're amazing.
For all your ex-boyfriends?
No, I didn't build them for my ex-boyfriends. One of my... Because you can put a little heart in them, can't you? And a little...
Do you know what
your ex-boyfriends
about?
or bears?
I have no idea what
you're talking about.
There's a shop where you can like build a teddy bear from scratch at Ace.
And you choose which one you have and then you put a little heart in it and you can put a little... record a little voice message and stick it in there.
Right.
And one of my ex-boyfriends got me one and then when I dumped him, I made my mum cut open the bear, the voice
heart
box
surgery.
Out and then... Yeah, open heart surgery and then... stitch it back up again so I didn't have to hear his voice telling me he loved me.
What did the message say? Hello, Becky, I love you very much.
Yeah, I didn't just go out with Chris Moyles.
Report it, everybody. Okay. Did you put the heart in it as well? You can
no,
put
he
hearts
put a heart in.
Oh, I, that freaked me out.
Why? It's really cute.
Why did you put a heart in a teddy bear?
It's a beating heart, which they kind of put in, and then before they kind of sew the bear up, so it's got like a heart, like a real human being.
It's really therapeutic for little babies and children. To
I think
feel
it's a bit freaky.
It's weird, isn't it?
I also find that some of the clothes that you can get from the for the bears a bit weird.
Did you dress your bear
up? Did you get a bikini?
I think that's wrong.
Why?
You put your bear that you built in a bikini.
No, I didn't put a bikini on it, but I could have done. That was an option.
The ex-boyfriend one that I had...
Had panties on.
No, when I graduated, he put, like, a little graduation outfit on it for me.
And he is...
Now, did that not make you think where he got a graduation outfit for a teddy bear from?
From this shop.
They had everything.
Do something for everyone.
They got all sorts.
Policeman's outfits, everything.
Naughty nurse.
I don't think they got that.
They got them all.
You could dress, anyway, that's what I did last night.
What, dressed a teddy bear as a naughty nurse?
No.
Just for a friend.
Right.
Did you do anything as exciting as that?
No, you didn't, did you, Z?
No, I can't compete with that.
Yeah. That's the end of that, then. Why are you holding a ball?
Because I really like new football kit. Like, when you get new balls or new boots or new... Becky, why are you pulling a face like that?
How often can you get new...
Quite, you can quite often get new kit and new balls. And I've got the new World Cup ball there.
Why?
Because it got sent to me, and it is the World Cup draw this afternoon.
Again?
You said again. It takes place every 4 years.
But there was another draw.
It feels like it was yesterday.
What?
What was that other draw we had this year?
There was another draw. Oh,
with
maybe I'm getting confused.
That's
with that.
The Champions League draw.
Oh, right, that's
World,
what it was.
The World Cup draws every 4 years. So in about two hours' time, we should know who England have got in the World Cup. And to celebrate it, we've got the brand new... You're not excited by that?
What did you say to me before you came? You said it's the world's roundest ball.
No, right, right.
That's ridiculous.
No.
Are all balls round apart from rugby?
Right, Adidas make the World Cup ball for every tournament.
It's a nice ball, I give you that.
It is a nice ball, and this is the most circular ball that they've ever made.
But it's still got loads of ridges on it.
Yeah, but it's still... I don't know the science and the technology, but it's still circular.
God, you'll believe anything you read in a press release, won't you?
No, I won't.
It's quite squishy. Does it need pumping
up?
They
say it's the roundest ball. You'll believe them.
It is the roundest ball. I haven't pumped up yet. I've got a valve with it, but I haven't got a pump. Right. So I need to pump it up a bit, and then I'm going to try it in the back garden later.
Who would you like England to get in the World Cup, mate?
Brazil and France, and who's the other one we want?
Well, they can't get Brazil.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because they're seeded.
Is it fixed? England.
No, it's not. Oh, my good God. No, it's not fixed. England and Brazil are amongst the seeds, so they can't draw each other. But they could get France, so well done there, Scott. Is it really worth me progressing?
I didn't say a thing. Right, it wasn't me that mentioned France.
Did you not say France?
Just play catch.
Yeah. Basically, it's just...
Netball. Chest press.
Oh, isn't this a round ball?
It's the roundest ball I've ever felt.
Really?
In the... Ah! Right,
but
okay,
I mean... Oh dear. Just think of it when the World Cup draw takes place. Just think of it like the lottery.
Is that the actual ball?
What, that might be used?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not the actual ball, because this is coming home to my back garden. but no.
Will you be interrupting Wonder Years or Floor Fillers for this momentous news?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go home and watch it.
Oh, okay.
But you might interrupt it if you want to.
Like we're going to do that.
It's the most spherical, apparently, not the most circular. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio
1 Podcasts. Podcast. Who's doing this draw, then, please?
Who's doing the draw?
Is it, lottery, you said?
It's very similar to the lottery.
So, Christopher Biggins? Jenny Faulkner.
Jenny Faulkner, or Mylene Clatt.
She'll be doing it.
Or Northern Lass from Oliver.
Jodie Prenger?
No. They've kind
Is it Michael Ball?
No. They've kind of gone a little bit...
Is it you?
Of, no, it's not me. It's
Are you annoyed that you went asked, Scott?
Yes.
It's Charlize Theron, David Beckham, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, Drawmaster Martin, and the voice of the balls.
Oh, brilliant. Is he actually on it, the voice of the balls?
Idiot.
What does that say about you, Chappers, that those are the first five names that came into your head?
What? They weren't the first five, the first three are right!
Oh, I didn't believe you.
It's Charlize Theron, David Beckham and Desmond Tutu, amongst others.
They're the real ones.
I haven't made them up.
He only started making up during Drawmaster Martin.
That's such a strange mix of people.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, this morning... Vernon was on, in for Chris again, and his guest was 50 Cent. Now, Becky has worked out that she wants to have a baby by him and be a millionaire. So, did you propose this to him today?
I got halfway there. Basically,
what do you mean halfway there?
Basically, my train was delayed, so I was running a bit late, and I caught him just as he was coming out of Radio 1, and the promoter bloke that was with him went, "Here's your chance, Becky, go for it." And I went, "Hi, 50. And he went, "Hello."
And then you asked the question.
He went, "Hello."
No, I can't.
I bet he did.
50 Cent here.
And then, like my new record, Baby by Me.
He sort of waved at me, and I'd have had to shout across loads of paparazzi, and I just thought, I'm a bit really, really scared. I'm just going to run into work. So I ran in and said to the one that doesn't speak, I've just chickened out. He's like, go back outside. I was like, I can't do it. I'm really upset now. Because I spent the whole week getting really excited at how I was going to be a millionaire today and all the stuff I was going to go and buy tonight. And now I can't get any of it.
It's like when you're watching the lottery and you're sat there waiting with your ticket and you're like, I'll have to have a baby by him on Wednesday now.
I don't think he would have paid you today.
He did have some money today because it was in the papers that he carries around about $25,000. And that was obviously the down payment.
Paid you a million today, though, would he?
No, but if I had it on a promise, I could have spent it and then paid off the loans.
He carries around 250 grand with him? 25 grand.
Yeah, wads. Like, he actually got that out and...
Yeah, maybe that was going to be the down payment. You missed your chance there. Yeah.
Did he whip it out on the table then?
Yeah.
Did he?
Just got it out for Vernon.
Wow.
You were really impressed.
You don't see that very often, do you?
That is impressive. Radio 1 podcasts. Well, many people are very disappointed about the 50 Cent news. Andy and Lester, it's ruined his weekend.
There is still a chance, though.
Right.
In that 50 Cent is going to the West Ham United, Manchester United game tomorrow as a guest of Rio's.
Why? So Becky could do it on the tannoy.
Well, that's She did suggest something about half time, but to be honest, that isn't the kind of half time entertainment that anybody really wants to see. So
there's a chance though.
But
You've let us all down, not just yourself, otherwise.
But I feel like I've let myself... I'm the one that's lost out here. I've lost on £1 million.
But you're a friend of Rio's. You've interviewed Rio on this show, so surely you could get in touch with Rio and see if he could find
ask
a spare...
Ask him for me?
Ask him for you and find a spare seat.
Hmm. Well, good luck with that. I'll leave that with you over the weekend. Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.